The Class D girls semifinals are now set. Jordan Kintyre and Darryl Stonington will be Shed and Southern Aroostook. Shed defeated Wisdom 39-34 as they scored the last 5 points of the game. Wisdom rallied from a 17-point deficit and evened things up late in the fourth quarter, but Cassidy Lawrence made 4 late free throws to help Shed get the win. In the nightcap, Southern Aroostook rolled to a 77-22 win over Ashland as they advanced. The two-time defending champions were led by Madison Russell, who scored 20 points. Coming up after these messages will be Shed player Cassidy Lawrence, Coach Corey Sullivan, also Southern Aroostook player Michaelin Porter, and Coach Cliff Urquhart.
Herring Brothers Meats is a family-owned and operated business located in Guilford, Maine. We operate a local retail meat market and a full-time USDA-inspected meat slaughterhouse, smokehouse, and processing plant. The company has been in business since the 1920s and is now run by the third and fourth generation. Herring Brothers has a wide variety of meat products available, from whole sides of beef and pork, roasting pigs, to individual steaks and boxes of wicked good beef jerky.
Since 1946, Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft has been a part of the community, helping generations of Maine families. Now that it's back to school, Rowell's Garage reminds you to slow down and always stop for school buses. Rowell's Garage is proud to provide school bus service for S-8068. And when it's time for a new-to-you vehicle or maintaining your current ride, the team at Rowell's Garage gives you superior service, not just during the sale, but after the sale, too. You can trust their ASC-certified mechanics to get repairs done the first time, on time. If you've been searching for a pre-owned vehicle you can depend on, you'll discover a great selection at Rowell's Garage. Come see for yourself by browsing the lot without feeling the pressure of a big dealer. And don't forget their on-site, automatic, state-of-the-art drive-through car wash this fall. See them on Facebook for updates. You can also visit their easy-to-browse website to search for your next new-to-you vehicle. From cars, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, find yours at rowellsgarage.com.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, so here with Coach Sullivan, got a little tight there down the stretch.
Yeah, we got really sloppy in the third quarter. Played a phenomenal second quarter, but we started out slow first quarter, and then the third quarter, that's a scrappy team. Wisdom's a scrappy team, and they hit some big shots. 44 killed us inside. A lot to work on before Thursday.
Yeah, they threw a bunch of looks at you, a couple different presses, but come the fourth quarter, you guys did shoot the ball well from the free throw line, and that kind of propelled you enough over the edge.
We locked it down. We had to, but geez, too much in between to really feel good about it, you know?
Huge second quarter, though. You mentioned that a second ago. That really set the tone for the rest of the game. They mounted a good comeback, but couldn't get all the way there because that second quarter.
Well, our defense. If we play defense, that's when we're the best. Our defense was solid in the second quarter, took a little nap in the third quarter, makes for a tight game in the fourth quarter. But, I mean, now we got Cliff, projected Cliff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Going on to that game coming up after this one, Southern Aroostook. The favorite in that matchup, have you ever had any time? I know you just had this game. This game was number one priority, but have you had any time to scout either?
We play Cliff twice in the season. Yep. They beat us by 9 at home. Same kind of thing. We gave them 23 in the first quarter, and then we locked down the game. But Cliff's tough. I mean, he's a good coach. They're good. They're two-time defending champs, and they went undefeated this year. So, you know. But we take what we get. If it's Ashland, if it's Cliff, I mean, we won our first game, so we're going to practice the next 2 days and see what we do.
Congratulations, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
After these messages, you'll hear from Cassidy Lawrence.
Hi, this is Elijah Ames from Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln. Are you experiencing pain from sports injuries that are keeping you on the sideline? If so, Ames Chiropractic can help you get back in your game. My dad, Dr. Rick, and I have been working as a team to help athletes get back to the activities they love faster and feeling better than ever. If you're experiencing pain while playing a sport you love, come see us at Ames Chiropractic, and we'll put you on a custom treatment program, which may include chiropractic care, massage, and the Arconia laser. Have you recently experienced a painful sports injury? Utilizing the healing power of the Arconia laser, we can help speed up your recovery time getting you back on the field. How about a concussion? Yep, we can help your recovery there too. Don't let your pain or sports injury keep you down. Schedule an appointment with Ames Chiropractic today by calling 907-AMES or visiting ameschiro.net. Relief is in sight at Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln, helping you to naturally feel and be your very best.
If you are a coach, a booster, a PTA leader, Maine Athletic Fundraising is the choice to help you make money. Maine Athletic Fundraising works with both high school and youth programs of all ages to make you the most amount of money in the least amount of time. No risk, no minimums. Call them today, 207-468-1759, or check them out online, MaineAthleticFundraising.com.
We never played them before. We didn't really see what we were coming into besides them playing other teams that we've played before. So, yeah, we didn't really know what we were expecting. But
well, you're up by 15, and you know, looked easy. You're so much taller, getting you out rebounded 20-10 in the first half. It looked easy, and then all of a sudden they made a run. You guys were turning it over.
Right. A lot of it is nerves, I think, being back here and getting sent home the first round last year. Yeah. So I think a lot of it is nerves and maybe not, you know, putting all of us out there. But we took it away anyway. Mm. It was exciting after being
what
tied
do you
think
up. Them? Pretty good team, yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of growing to do.
Yeah.
But by the time they're juniors and seniors, I hope to see them.
Okay, succeed. You guys hadn't scored in a while. You had the 2 free throws after they tied it. What were your thoughts in that situation?
I kind of pictured myself with like 10 seconds left, like these foul shots are do or die, like this make the season, even though we had 3.5 minutes left. Yeah. That's just how I looked at it, and made them both, so.
And then 30 gave you a nice pass on the baseline jumper.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that designed?
No, I just tried like sneaking around some girl, and then it went in, and it was like flush of emotion. Right, yeah.
Yeah. So what did you learn from this game, or how well did you play or didn't play, or, you know, again, it's a win. That's all that counts.
I think we need to maybe not second-guess ourselves and also not come into a game thinking that we're going to win.
Yeah.
Because I think we tend to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
So next game we play, whoever we may play, you got to just play your game and not think either which way it'll go.
Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
You play guard usually?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just a different spelling of Cassidy, too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
I got a couple more.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
A little bit of foul trouble for you there in the first half and throughout the game, but you had some huge shots for your team. Did it feel good to get back out onto the court after having a little bit of some foul trouble and still being able to pull through?
Yes. Throughout the season, I've always struggled with foul trouble. So when I'm... Some people's biggest advice coming into this game was don't foul, like try not to get super fouls after getting taken out because I had some fouls and then going back in, it was nice to kind of compensate for that.
Yeah, obviously you just mentioned, we just talked about how you had a couple of big free throws down the stretch of that game, but as a team, you guys went 5 of 6 from the line in the fourth quarter. So while they were making that push, how nice is it to know that you guys have some consistency from the line that you can rely on?
It's nice because that's all our coach pushes is foul shots, especially in games like these where it's come down to close. So yeah, having him push that throughout our whole season is nice.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy with your team.
Thank you.
After these messages, hear from Southern Aroostook player McKaylin Porter.
Celebrating over 50 years of community pride, Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union.
There's a spirit in our people, some call a sense of pride. A building, growing feeling that comes from deep inside.
What's your checking account doing for you? Is it just a place to store your money? What if you could earn money with it? At Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, they offer both high-interest and rewards-based checking accounts that do just that. Stop in and open one. It takes no time at all, and before long, you'll not only see a little extra money, but you'll be part of the Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union family, where you'll enjoy the friendly, helpful service they've offered for over half a century. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at LincolnMaineFCU.com.
Hometown community spirit.
Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
For all your jewelry needs, go to TJ's Jewelry. We do all our work on site as well as same-day ring sizing by appointment. Give us a call at 207-368-3349 or stop in at 7 Mill Street in downtown Newport. Good luck to all our local teams.
All right, so I'm here with McKaylin Porter, and obviously very impressive win. You guys keep on doing what you've been doing these past two seasons. Is there any different feeling being out here again on this court?
I mean, we're playing with a different group of girls. We lost a lot of starters last year, and I think that this game was important for us just to kind of get our feet under us and get going again.
Yeah, obviously you had a great game. You're one of the leaders of this team for sure. Mm-hmm. But how about Madison Russell?
Yeah.
I mean, from last year, watching her as an eighth grader to now, and the growth she's made. Kind of talk about her game a little bit.
Yeah, she's really stepped it up. She put in a lot of work in the offseason. It's showing now, and I'm really proud of her.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Shed? You guys got them coming up.
We definitely need to pick up the defensive intensity and also rebound. They killed us on the glass last time we played them, so we need rebounds.
Right. Congratulations and
good
luck.
After these messages, you hear from Southern Rooster coach Cliff Urquhart.
Federal Credit Union, serving, building, fostering our communities for more than 50 years. And now, serving all of Piscataquis, Penobscot, and Somerset counties. Maine Highlands Federal Credit Union. Personal service, shared value. MHFCU.com.
If you need a place to stay during tourney week, give Charles and a call at 207-992-2820 or visit their website at thecharlesinn.com, located in downtown Bangor at 20 Broad Street in West Market Square.
All right, so very impressive win, obviously. You guys, I talked to Michaelin a minute ago, and she said that you guys maybe needed to pick up the defensive intensity for the next game, but what would you say about your defense, especially tonight?
Oh, I thought in the second half it was outstanding. A lot of good switches, a lot of good rotations. We blocked out well. I don't think we gave up a ton of offensive rebounds. It wasn't perfect, but it was a good start.
And obviously, this is familiar territory for you guys. You've been doing this for quite a while now. But is there any different of a feeling this year? I know you guys lost a decent group of starters from last year, but...
Yeah, I think this team's hungry. A lot of these kids didn't have as big a role as they had, or they have a bigger role this year than they had in the last. Those kids are valuing being out here, and they're hungry. They want it. This is their time, and they've responded very well to it.
Yeah, how about Madison Russell? I mean, watching her last year as an eighth grader, and she's making an impact then, to seeing her as a freshman now and the growth she's made.
Yeah, Maddie has played tremendous minutes for us this year. She really starts our defense, with her athleticism and her speed, and be able to keep in front of everybody that she guards.
Yeah.
But the growth that she's made this year compared to where she was at last year is just tremendous.
Right. And obviously, you got Shed coming up for somewhat a familiar matchup. Any thoughts on that?
They rebound the heck out of the ball. They're big, and we got to be ready for that. They killed us on the glass when we played in Shed. It was a 8 or 9 point game when we played them down there. So, we got to control the glass, and they're a team that, yeah, we beat twice in the regular season, but we're not going to overlook them.
Right. It's hard to beat a good team three times.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But congratulations, coach, and good luck rest of the way.